California will let fans back into outdoor stadiums for pro sporting events in counties with low coronavirus infection rates, but isn't ready to allow Disneyland and other major theme parks to reopen. San Francisco, neighboring Alameda, and Santa Clara are the only counties that meet the threshold for pro sports. However, immediately after the announcement, officials in Santa Clara, home to the San Francisco 49ers, issued a statement saying they weren't prepared to allow even a limited number of fans into Levi's Stadium, according to Dr. Jeff Smith, Santa Clara County's executive officer.
We want to make it clear that super spreader events will not be allowed within the county of Santa Clara. The changes in the state's guidelines regarding professional sports are, in our opinion, really quite dangerous. If you just do the math, 20% of the capacity at Levi Stadium means just under 14,000 people could attend a football game there.
Dr. Mark Galley, the California Health and Human Services Secretary, says places like Disneyland and Universal Studios won't be allowed to reopen until their home counties reach the lowest tier, which has high hurdles, including a sustained infection positivity rate under 2%.
Random, large-scale mixing, really where you can't easily control who passes by who and with or without a mask. The fact that you might have thousands of visitors coming together from a broad geographic area, not just the local community, but from other parts of the nation and sometimes even the globe. People visiting certain settings for a number of days, not just for a few hours, but spending a whole week or a weekend in a community. People may keep their guard up while they're in, let's say, a theme park, but when they are milling around the community, their guard may go down. And that could be just enough to create outbreaks and transmission risks that California just doesn't want to see.
San Francisco is now in the lowest tier, meaning its infection rate is at or below 1%. It's the first major city to make that threshold. Dr. Erica Pond explains how the state will help counties move quicker while staying safe.
We will increase testing resources in key areas. So we've talked a lot to our partners in these jurisdictions, and we know that there are certain populations that are harder to reach, or it's also really helpful to have, for example, mobile testing resources. So sometimes we don't know where a certain outbreak is going to be or where we see shifts in where disease transmission is, and the counties really need more flexibility in that. So some counties need more mobile testing, and there are other specific things and needs that each county has that we are going to work with them to address.
Other counties are also making progress. Butte and Napa counties have both moved from red to orange. All personal care services have been permitted to resume indoor operations with modifications, including hair and nail salons and other services like hair removal, massage, and tattoo parlors. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.